Folklore has it that it is bad luck to have a woman aboard a ship, but women have gone to sea at least since Noah's wife joined him on the ark, and in recent years, many skippers are choosing women for their crew.
We're gonna head her up the river here.
Allie Berthelsen owns the Barracuda. Nora and Nancy Taylor are his crew.
So he lets me run the boat more often than he does, and that's why I really like that a lot. And he has all the confidence in the world in me.
We came to Astoria and started working in the canneries. We're paying tuna. Tedious and boring. Most of the men had the better paying jobs. It got old quickly, working in the canneries. Just looking at the boats coming into the canneries just thrilled me. I always wanted to work on a fishing boat. We started out on processors in Alaska. But it was still basically cannery work, cleaning fish. I got bored with working on a processor because you don't actually fish it. And I always wanted to be on the other side to work on a boat. Well, 10 years later, I got my chance. A chance to make some real money.
And this is my favorite part of being on board a boat, is running it.
Well, the change took place here probably about 5-6 years ago. And when the young lady started getting jobs as crews on these boats, it wasn't too easy because it was first the daughter started, and then it was friends of the daughters that got the job, and that's how it all came about in the first place. They just happened to come around to the boat, you know. And the guys, they're very adaptable to the ocean for some reason or other. Good cooks, better cooks than the boys, let's put it that way.
So how did you find the first woman who was on your crew?
Well, she came up to my house. She was a friend of another fellow here. His daughter was fishing with him. She came to my house one evening talking to me and my wife. I thought it was kind of funny when she came in the house. She says, "I'm looking for a job fishing." A little bitty tiny girl. I says, "You must be kidding." And my wife just about died laughing. She says, "Are you serious?" She says, "Yeah." And my wife started laughing and says, "Well, you're an equal opportunity employer. You had nothing but trouble with boys for a couple of years, try a girl." So that's how it started.
How we doing? Yeah. Okay, Al? With the block? Swing her in? Okay.
Women haven't been doing this for very long. But most skippers now, or some skippers, are finding that women are more consistent and they won't jump ship when they go into port. Some skippers are very impatient. It took me a little while to catch on albacore fishing, and I lost a few $20 fish, big guys. What I was doing wrong was pulling the fish up so that there was too much tension in the line, and I was losing the fish off the hooks. Finally, he goes, "That's it. That's what you're doing wrong." And after that, he just couldn't believe it. He was just thoroughly amazed. And I was the only woman that he's hired that could lift 50-pound albacore over the stern. He was pretty impressed.
Docking a boat is just about the hardest thing that there is about running a boat. Back up. A stern. Daisy.
You want to contact former deckhands is real important in case you get a skipper who is particularly randy. They can put an awful lot of pressure on you. Finding out if this person drinks a lot on board, that's never good. What risks he's taken, how well he fishes, and if he's had women on board before. There's a lot of things that you want to get straight with your skipper, and you shouldn't be afraid to ask if sleeping with him is going to be a requirement for the job. You want to find that out immediately. I learned that it's a real good policy because I've been put in a position where it was expected of me. And it was very tense. It can be very, very tense. Especially if you're going to be out for a great deal of time.
That was a pretty smooth landing. That was a real good one.
I've noticed that when I run the boat into different harbors like in Garibaldi and such, a lot of men are really surprised. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting for me as well as them. They will come over to me and they'll go, "Oh, I got to talk to you. I saw you run that boat in." And it's exciting to them. It is. It's neat. It makes me feel good.
That's it. We're safe.
This program was produced by Harriet Baskis.